There is a story that circulates every year about this time about two angels that God sent to the earth, carrying a basket each. Their mission was to collect prayers of all the people they encountered. They went all over the world. They visited children saying their nighttime prayers. They were particularly busy on Sunday mornings, traveling from church to church of the many and varied congregations across the world. When they returned to heaven, one's basket was so heavy, the angel struggled to lift it. The other's was light and nearly empty. "What have you in your basket?" the one angel asked of the other with the heavy basket. The angel responded, "I have prayers of intercession. These are the prayers that begin with, 'I want, I need, please give me.'" "What type of prayers did you collect?" The angel with a nearly empty basket replied, "I collected prayers of thanksgiving." On this Thanksgiving, I would like to reflect a few moments on a simple verse from the gospel we just heard proclaimed. And one of them, realizing that he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. And Jesus replied, "Go, your faith has saved you." There are three simple but profound concepts in this passage that demand our attention and thought today: faith, awareness, and gratitude. The lepers came to Jesus. Now, most of us are aware that in society at the time of Jesus, lepers were outcasts. They were forced to live outside the city and usually banded together in groups despite any cultural or religious differences. Their disease is what they had in common. They were required to shout "unclean" as anyone approached them. They relied on the charity of the few for food and clothing. So when the lepers came to Jesus, it is interesting that they asked for compassion, for pity. Not healing, not food, not handouts, as you might have expected. This is a powerful demonstration of their faith, that Jesus was different. Jesus had power. Jesus had compassion to give and the power to heal them. Jesus did not touch them. He did not say, "You are healed." He simply said, "Go present yourself to the priest." For it was the priest who would make the declaration that they were cured and able once again to participate in worship. In faith, they went. The strong relationship between faith and healing can be found throughout the gospel. To be healed required faith. Faith to come to Jesus. Faith and belief that Jesus had the power to heal. Faith that Jesus had the compassion, the love, and the mercy to heal. Most of us here this morning probably have a similar faith in Jesus. None of us had to be here this morning. We are here because we wanted to be here. Our faith in Jesus leads us to come here, to praise and to worship and to offer thanksgiving, demonstrating our common faith that Jesus is merciful, that Jesus is full of compassion, that Jesus loves each and every one of us. Along the way, the lepers realized that they had been healed. The deep faith and the love and power of Jesus that led them to follow the command of Jesus provided their healing. They became aware that they had been healed. Perhaps as you gather around your Thanksgiving dinner table this afternoon, you may follow a tradition where everyone in turn says one thing that they are thankful for this year. Maybe a small child would give thanks for a new bike. An older child may give thanks for their best friend. The teenager may be thankful for getting their driver's license this past summer. Perhaps Dad is thankful for that new job after 8 months of unemployment. Aunt Mary is thankful for a successful surgery to remove a cancer tumor. It's easy for us to give thanks for the big things in life, for the cure, for the job. And we often will say a prayer of thanksgiving for these things. It's perhaps more difficult to be thankful for the many ways that our loving God gives us all good things. For those circumstances or events that we may not even recognize the good that they contain. Those blessings that we take for granted. We are blessed with the gift of life, for example. We are blessed to be free to worship and to gather together as a Christian family. We are blessed with family and friends who help us, care for us, and love us. And there are many other times that we are blessed. Perhaps we do not think of it even as a blessing. These are the most difficult times to realize and accept that we are blessed when God gives us the opportunity to serve Him. When we see a homeless person standing in the cold and we have the opportunity to reach out and help, we recognize the face of Jesus and we realize that we have been blessed with this opportunity to demonstrate the values of the gospel, to be a blessing to others. And we read about headlines about a hurricane that devastates a major city, and we are moved to compassion and have the opportunity to donate to Catholic Charities or Red Cross to help those victims. We realize once again that we have been blessed with the opportunity to demonstrate the value of the gospel, to share our blessings with others. Our faith leads us to come to Jesus with prayer, and our faith allows us to be hopeful that Jesus can and in fact does provide healing. And when we become aware of the many gifts and blessings that we have received, like the leper, we return to Jesus, praise Him, and fall at His feet, thanking Him. Our faith leads us to awareness, our awareness to gratitude, our gratitude to thanksgiving. How easily we can fail to thank God or even recognize the many graces that we are given. Fortunately, ours is a God who continues to bless us even when we forget to say thanks. This Thanksgiving, let us pray for a strengthening of our faith so that we may become more aware of God acting in our life. Pray that we may become more aware of the people that God has placed into our life this very day, people who grace us, those people who represent a challenge to us, and those people and events that provide us with the opportunity to show that our faith is more than simple words, the opportunity to demonstrate the values of the gospel, to love one another as God loves us. Let us fill that angel's basket with prayers of thanksgiving to our loving and generous God. This Thanksgiving, realizing that we have been blessed by God with so many good things, let us return, glorifying God in a loud voice, and fall at the feet of Jesus and thank Him. He will respond, "Go, your faith has saved you."